Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for March 4, 2024, the FCPA Returns Edition. We begin with that story from the Wall Street Journal, Risk and Compliance, Richard Vandefort and Dean Seal reporting that a unit of Gunvor Group, one of the world's largest energy commodity trading firms, has agreed to pay $661 million after it admitted bribing Ecuadorian officials. Gunvor SA entered a guilty plea on Friday to conspiracy charge in federal court. The DOJ said Gunvor paid bribes to officials at Ecuador's Ministry of Hydrocarbons and state oil company PetroEcuador to win contracts to buy oil products. The company was sentenced to pay $374 million in fines and forfeit $287 million in ill-gotten gains, but will receive credit for amounts paid in Switzerland and Ecuador. So, for those of you who thought FCPA enforcement was way underwater, well, we've had two big cases already in 2024. Next up, in a from CNBC, in a blow to Senator Robert Menendez, his co-defendant has agreed to plead guilty. In the case, Joe Uribe has pled guilty to seven counts, including conspiracy to commit bribery, honest services fraud, and obstruction of justice. He admitted to paying bribes to Senator Menendez, including buying him and his wife a Mercedes-Benz, paying him hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and gold bars, making home mortgage payment and other items. So I don't know what Bob Menendez's defense is going to be, but it's going down the toilet quickly. Next up from the New York Times, in a very troubling article, an Alabama judge has held illegal the Corporate Transparency Act, saying that the government cannot collect information about corporate owners of corporations and allowing shell corporations to exist in violation of about every AML standard there is. So, and our final story is our continuing saga of the former disgraced bankruptcy judge David Jones. This involves the law firm Jackson Walker, where his paramour worked. She claims that she informed the firm of the relationship some undetermined time before the case came out, but at least 2 years, and that Jackson Walker did not release that information. Jackson Walker vehemently denies that it knew anything about the romantic relationship, even though the partner in question, who has now resigned from the firm, shared a home with the judge, and the judge was seen at multiple events with her. So it's not clear what Jackson Walker knew and when they knew it. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website, and get the white paper.
The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.